Authorities urge residents to stay at home this weekend, seeking a toned-down Christmas in China's most populous city as COVID-19 rages nationwide after tough curbs were lifted. A branch of the Shanghai Municipal Health Commission on Saturday urged young people in particular to avoid crowded gatherings due to the ease of spreading the coronavirus and low temperatures. Christmas is not traditionally celebrated in China, but it is common for young couples and some families to spend the holiday together. Clashes broke out for a second day in Paris, France, Saturday between police and members of the Kurdish community, angry at the Friday killings of three members of their community. A gunman carried out the killings at a Kurdish cultural center and nearby cafe Friday in a busy part of Paris's 10th district. Police arrested a 69-year-old man who the authorities said had recently been freed from detention while awaiting trial for a saber attack on a migrant camp in Paris a year ago. In the Russian-controlled city of Mariupol, demolition crews are clearing what is left of the smashed rear portion of the Mariupol Drama Theater, a building once considered the cultural heart of the Ukrainian city, now turned into a symbol of death. Gas prices in the U.S. may finally be bottoming out. In an AP interview, GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says the average price for a gallon of gas is now $3.09.
The national average, now at its lowest level since the summer of 2021, as millions of Americans take to the road for holiday travels, the national average now at risk of bottoming out here very soon, though, as oil prices have rebounded.
This is VOA News. Millions of Americans are facing life-threatening cold through Christmas, while others in parts of the country see blinding blizzards, freezing rain, and flooding. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The storm downing power lines, leaving people without electricity, littering highways with piles of cars and deadly accidents. Meteorologist Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says more than 180 million people are under some form of wind advisory.
High temperatures are only forecast to be in the single digits to teens for many locations from the Midwest into the Northeast.
The bad weather creating mayhem for holiday air travelers.
Coming in and out of some of the big cities across the Northeast should be better today than it was yesterday. But, you know, the temperatures remain cold and the winds are going to remain gusty. So there still may be some travel delays for folks who are flying.
I'm Julie Walker.
Meantime, Seattle resident David Jarshanson's weather worries concern a four-legged friend.
Yeah, not too bad. I mean, it's cold, so we've got the fireplace going. The hardest part is the dog. What to do with the dog, you know? So I was clearing the driveway to try and get her out so that she doesn't feel too uncomfortable in there. But we're just going to hold it out until it thaws.
The U.S. military is ready for one of its cherished annual traditions, tracking Santa's Christmas Eve travels. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
NORAD will have some 1,500 volunteers fielding calls from kids asking where Santa is and his delivery schedule.
We don't know what Santa's route is. We watch it real time.
Lieutenant General David Nahom is NORAD's top Alaska commander.
He's difficult to track because he's so quick.
But the military has its ways, like tracking the heat signature from Rudolph's nose.
We'll send fighters up there too, just to say hi and wave.
People can follow along on NORADSanta.org and NORAD social media channels. The tradition goes back 67 years, and Nahom isn't worried about Santa running into trouble this year because of the winter storm.
Up in the North Pole, it's even chillier, so I think Santa will be right at home.
I'm Sagar Magani.
And another kind of Merry Christmas. The Democratic-controlled U.S. House of Representatives has passed a $1.66 trillion government funding bill that provides record military funding and sends emergency aid to Ukraine. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
Best music now. VOA 1.